Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of K-Talks. I can't believe it's episode 10 already. Today, I have a very special guest for you, but before I introduce our guest, I just want to give a shout out to Subscriber of the Week, and that goes out to Aaron Breckreitz. 5 stars, absolutely love, amazing, so inspirational. I highly recommend listening to this girl. Thank you so much, Aaron, for taking the time to rate and review, and to each and every one of you that tune in every single week and listen and share. It means so, so much to me. So today we have a special guest on the podcast. We actually met a few months ago online, and we are both in the same industry, and this man is absolutely crushing it in the online marketing and trading space right now. He's helping others to create more freedom and more fulfillment, and he's on a mission actually to impact 1,000 people's lives by next year, and I have absolutely no doubt that he will reach that. This man is on fire. From Kelowna, British Columbia, please welcome Trevor Johnston. Welcome to K-Talks.
Amazing. I'm so happy to be here, and it's phenomenal to get to know you a little bit more and more and be a part of this. So really looking forward to this.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking the time to come and share your wisdom with everybody. And yeah, it's just been so nice just getting to know you more. So why don't you tell everyone your story, like where you came from, what your background is, and how you got into what you're doing now?
Okay, yeah. I'll try to keep it nice and short. I appreciate everyone's time here. So for myself, I got into entrepreneurship and more so in the online space, you know, just over a year and a half ago in the online space. I've always been, you know, an entrepreneurial thinking person. You know, I grew up, my dad was always an entrepreneur. My mom now has definitely shifted into entrepreneurship herself. But, you know, it started off like me creating a little plum stand when I was, you know, 7 years old, selling those on the street. And when I was like 17, 18 year old, I bought a bunch of like vapes in China, and then I would sell them all in town here, which was like one of the coolest first best businesses. But then I realized, you know what, I still want more freedom for myself. And I was working hard in, you know, construction. I love to travel, so I always spend all my money traveling, but I kept coming home and I was completely broke. And I was, you know, so I had to recuperate that income through a hard working paying job. Nothing wrong with that. But I realized, you know, after quite a few months, I'm like, okay, well, what is it that I truly want to do? Well, I still want to keep traveling. Mm-hmm. And I want to one day have a family. I want to be able to support them. I want to give back to my mom and my family too. So what would be the answer for that? You know, I could, you know, work 6 months, then travel 6 months, but still it was repetition. And making, you know, $18 an hour or something like that and hurting my back, you know, when I'm 40 years old, like, I don't know, that did not look like a outcome I wanted. So I looked into the online space and I saw, wow, people can make money online. Well, that's the answer. I can take that anywhere in the world. So I just went ahead and I got started. I didn't care what it cost it. I didn't care about what I was doing. I was just like, I'm in, you know? So I just saw that. I put up my credit card and I got started. I saw actually one of my old friends, you know, someone I kind of trusted. And I knew him from middle school, and I said, let's get started. Okay, sweet, let's go. Might not have been the best decision, but it was a great decision because I got started. So nonetheless, over the last year and a half, I've been, you know, learning a lot. I had my ups and downs, my roller coaster rides, you know, but I've never gave up. And I kept going, kept going, kept going. And then back in November of last year, I actually incorporated myself with another company called I Am Academy. And through that, gaining the skill set of understanding, you know, your own financial literacy, being able to pass that on to other people, understanding, you know, how to invest your current money so that way you start making your money work for you and start transferring yourself from, you know, this one side of the quadrant where you're, you know, self-employed, you're working for oneself, or you're employed, you know, so you're trading your time for money, and start shifting yourself into becoming a business owner. And or, you know, a business owner classified by Forbes as having 500 or people or more going over a common goal, and as well becoming an investor. So in that side of the quadrant, you're 5% of the population, but 95% of the money. So once then I kind of figured that out, I'm like, well, let's start shifting this way. So throughout that time, you know, I grew my passion and I found my love for serving and helping other people and getting my message out to more people. You know, I love sharing the stuff I learn online on Facebook Lives, and just getting that message to help empower, inspire the lives of so many individuals, that mediocrity of society, to get people to think more outside of the box. And now fast forward to today, I'm on track and I'm on the path to create, for one, a substantial income for myself, but also to help enrich the lives of thousands of individuals. And my goal by the end of this year is, like what Kay said, 1,000 people. And through that, continue to travel, continue to do the things I love, and just really live life, because I believe life is meant to be lived, not meant to be worked. And it really meant to do the things that you love to do. And on average, people only live 10% of their potential. So if I can show people to live an additional of that, like, what would you do if you could live 100% of your potential? Mm-hmm. And that's incredible. So I'm here to live 100% of my potential and to make a difference. So I don't know about you guys, but if you're listening to this, well, keep listening. So thank you.
Love it. Little motivational inspiration there. And, you know, I love what you said too, like, just in terms of like the, well, I love everything you said, but in terms of like when you were talking about like the income and like how there's another way, and so many of us are only living only 10% of our potential. And we really do shrink, our dreams shrink to fit our income. And you're so, in the time that I've known you, the way you come across is so genuine. You can tell that you really just want to help people. And it's really just about empowering people to help them see what's possible for their lives, because I feel like we just get so caught up in the routines and in the everyday of life. And, you know, we are told to go to school and, you know, go to college, get a degree, get a job. And we get stuck in that trap. And it's really just about showing people like what is possible for their lives, and that, you know, if you have a dream, if you have a belief, like you really can achieve that. So how has, just share with our listeners here, like how has trading and network marketing changed your life so far? Because I know you're just kind of getting started here. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid to jump in because, you know, fear of failure, fear of the unknown. And, you know, when you were exposed to this industry, like you were just like all in.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, your impact's going to equal your income, right? So working towards creating a bigger and bigger impact is going to equal to a bigger income. And I caught something what you were talking about is, you know, people get stuck in like focusing so much time on their work and their comfortability and the daily routines. But it's really interesting because we focus so much on these daily routines and these actions that, you know, that we're told to do, and that just becomes, you know, repetitive, like robotic, right? But what if we treated our goals the same way that we do treat like our job, that we treat our daily activities? What if you actually treated your full-time goals, your passions of what you truly want to do, like you do with your job? You know, what would those results relate to? And it's unfortunate because we like to take our job and we like to take our goals and we put that as on a back burner, something that we would do last for ourselves. Put that as a priority, put that into your, you know, that's truly something you want to create. Well, it's 100% capable. So back to your actual question about, you know, what has trading, network marketing, what has that done for myself? Well, for one, it's a skill set to learn and understand is understanding how to trade in the largest financial markets in the world and start, you know, making your money work for yourself, like compounding and investing it. That's a skill set that's cannot be taken away from you. And I really wish that they taught this in high school, which they gave this information to kids growing up, because understanding and giving yourself financial confidence of what you do with your money is so important. And it would eliminate so much debt. It would eliminate so many problems. It would eliminate max out credit cards and understanding what you should do. You know, the rich and wealthy people, they invest their money first and they spend their money second. Mm-hmm. The poor and middle class people, we spend our money first and then we justify of why we can't even invest. Well, I'll tell you this, if you have $10, you can start investing in these markets. So we have people from all around the world start to learning this skill set. You know, people from Africa, people from South America, who are even a lot less fortunate than us, and they are understanding this idea and the financial literacy to actually start compounding their existing money and growing their wealth. And meanwhile, you know, we justify why we can't, but you're also spending money on, you know, additional clothes that you don't like, that you don't necessarily need. You're buying that Starbucks coffee or anything like that. Well, if you use that money to start continuing to grow that, what would your life look like, you know, 10 years down the line as that continue to compound over time? So that is a skill set that I believe everyone should learn and everyone should actually understand. It's one thing to just invest your money and throw it into something, but now you're also, that's like gambling.
Right.
So why not throw it into something where you actually know and understand what to do with it and take out your profits and now utilize that to continue investing into other things. So I think that's super life-changing. And then the other side with network marketing, I believe network marketing is something that is super, super powerful because it allows you to leverage people and it allows you to help others. And, you know, your motive of, you know, when you help someone get started, it's not like, oh, it's a close of a sale. Thank you for your money. Let's go. You know, it's a beginning of a relationship because you're like, for myself, I'm not here to build the organization. I'm here to develop other leaders to build the organization. Mm-hmm. And through that, as I continue to grow and go up in the ranks, well, I'm going to be pulling everyone up with me. There will be some people that don't want to be a part of network marketing, and that is 100% okay. It's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. For the people that do want to, well, I'm going to pull you right up with me, and we're going to build this thing together in unison. And if you want to just be happy learning the skill set of trading, well, heck, come in, be a happy customer, and learn and develop. And that is amazing. Plus, being surrounded by such a great community is probably one of the biggest benefits. Because you're with a team, with a collective, with a very common goal. So being able to be surrounded with those type of people is so uplifting. People that have already had the results. So that way you're following people with the results that you're after. Because, you know, we become what we think about. And if we're listening to people that don't have the results, like, why are you listening to them? Like, you know, your friend's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, trading is crazy, but it's like, well, look into their bank account. What do they have? Mm-hmm. You're going to take the advice from a broke person, or you're going to take the advice from the guy that is living the life that you want? Mm. Your choice.
Oh, just keeping it real. Yeah. I love everything that you just said. And I have to say too, for me, just like being in the industry, like it's really just leveled up my life in so many ways. Like I am surrounded by the most positive, the most supportive people that all just want to help each other be successful. And honestly, like I don't know any other industry that's like that. Like it's just incredible. And you know, you are who you surround yourself with. So if you're surrounding yourself with, you know, people that are, you know, negative and they're out partying and like whatever, you're going to be like that. But if you're surrounding yourself with people that are successful, that, you know, have created empires and they're positive and they're supportive, like that's going to lift you up and that's going to help empower you to really like live the best possible life. And that really is just the best part. I mean, of course we all want to be in a better place financially, but for me, like, I think that having the personal growth and having the community and having that support, like you just can't put a price on that. So I want to actually go back to what you said earlier when we were talking about like investing and, you know, how some people will, you know, just give their money away, like to like a 401k or like mutual funds. And a lot of people think, and myself included, like I used to think, okay, I'll invest money when I have money. But then I realized that, no, I actually need to invest money to get money. So why should everyone consider investing in trading and you know, starting some sort of side hustle that helps them earn a residual income?
Yeah, so it's great that you said that, because my perspective too was initially, first I said, no, I'm good. Like I'm doing my online marketing stuff. Like I'm okay. Like I'll do trading. Like I've always had an interest in that, But I do that when I have like $100,000 in my bank account and in some expendable income. But what I found out though is, you know, like I said, you could get started with 10 bucks or a couple hundred bucks, and that's more than enough to start compounding on a daily basis to continue to grow. And you can always add that in, you know, take a portion of your paycheck and put that into an account every single month as that continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. You know, we're told to go, you know, take the safe route, go to the 401k, do these mutual funds, et cetera, like that. It's like the same thing. We got to be careful where we're getting our information from. Mm-hmm. And fortunately that route right now, you have your 401k, your retirement fund or whatever, retirement savings, but it doesn't even grow anymore with the price of inflation. Plus, look around us. The price of living is just growing and growing and growing and growing. Like someone in Kelowna here to afford a new house, it's pretty much impossible as a first-time home buyer. You know, as a young individual, like, good luck. Mm-hmm. You know, so this 401k mutual funds, you know, getting your couple percent a year is not a-okay. Like,
it's criminal.
Put it into a savings account. Like, I saw a sign driving by one of the banks, and they're like, oh, come join our new high interest savings account. We guarantee 2% a year. Well, 2% a year. Well, we have people who just get started and they're making 2% a day. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'd much rather do that. We have people firing their financial advisors because they can do what their financial advisor does in a year within a week. The understanding and the knowledge of actually developing the skill set and the mindset when it comes to it is so, so important, you know? So that's what I think is put the control into your own hands, utilize any extra dollar you do have, and continue to invest and grow it, because, you know, you're going to want that money in the future when you need it.
Exactly. To secure yourself. And, you know, it's really just about educating yourself on really what's out there, and, you know, what we have been taught isn't necessarily the best way. So, you know, it's about unlearning all of that and figuring out, like, okay, what is out there? Like, what can I learn and how can I truly grow?
One more point I want to add out there too is, you know, there's a lot of hype right now about investing, you know, going to the stock markets, et cetera, like that. We're all using like Robinhood on our phones, like for the people in the States, but like we're trying, or we're like, oh, we can learn this. But a lot of the time, you know, this whole trying or this whole just kind of throwing it in because you read some article about it, are you taking your, is that going in with financial confidence? Are you confident with putting your money where you just put your money? Mm-hmm. Right? A lot of people cannot say yes to that answer. And if you're not being able to say yes, that you are confident of exactly what you put your money into, then why are you even investing? Mm-hmm. So the knowledge and the education side, all I can, like, I want to say, like, put a big bold point, a part of it, educate yourself before you, like, you wreck yourself, right? So, so don't just throw your money out there, but for the sake of investing, because I said go invest, but like actually learn how to, because, you know, it's the same thing, because there's this euphoric projection, you know, when, you know, the markets are on the rise right now, everything's in an euphoric motion where, you know, so many people are doing it. So you kind of just follow the crowds, and, you know, that's there for a reason. That's an emotion in the market for a reason, to also then burn you, because, you know, the people that are going to actually take the money, well, they're the guys that control these markets, which is, you know, $6 trillion that goes in and out of the market every day. And these are the big banks where your money's sitting right now. So just going to leave it at that. We can dive deep. That will be a whole nother episode.
That's an hour long. So little disclaimer there for you guys, educate yourself before you go and just investing your money. It's so, so important. So so I'm going to do a little sidebar and talk about mindset. And I think this is so important, you know, having the right mindset I think is key to anything in life, really, but especially success and happiness. But for so many people, like, we focus on, you know, working out our bodies, eating healthy, but most people forget about the mind. But it's one of the most powerful things that we need to be focusing on when we really want to make any change in our life, especially a change that sticks. So what do you do daily to just keep in a positive state, to keep in a growth mindset and working towards your goals?
So a big part, and this is actually what I've been working on a deeper level this week, is understanding your very own identity and understanding who you are as that person, or who you want to become, is the very beginning of the point here. You know, at the end of the day, you know, your success in business, your success in trading, you know, it's 80%, 90%, it starts up here in the mind. And if that's not in check, it's very talked about a lot, but the perspective of actually shifting it and changing it is very difficult. You know, think about it, you know, personal development's one of the biggest industries out there. It's, you know, $2 billion or whatever, but why is it even so, you know, so many people read, you know, some of the most like books that create millionaires, you know, Think and Grow Rich, you know, The Science of Being Rich, but why are those people not millionaires, mm-hmm. right? If they read the book and did exactly what they said, well, they could actually become millionaires, but why did you not do what's said in the book, mm-hmm. right? So it all comes back and recreates back to your identity of who you are. And if your identity is not to where you want to be, or that information in the book, well, you're not going to actually absorb that information. Mm-hmm. It's just going to go out one side of the ear to the other, and gone.
And I just want to add too, I think also the beliefs and the stories that we tell ourselves, right? Because most of the time it's lies, but we believe it, right? And then that's what keeps us trapped in.
Yeah. A lot of the time when someone comes off to you negative, or they say something bad, a lot of the time it's not even them talking. It's a belief or a program that was passed down to them, whether it was from their parents, whether it was from their friend, a judgment. You know, one of the biggest fears that's holding anyone back from getting to where they want to be is the fear of being judged. Mm-hmm. But I want to dive deeper. I'm just taking up this time here, but I think it's a very important point here is, mm-hmm. of course, if you want to become that seven-figure earner, well, you got to become that seven-figure earner first. We got to identify ourselves as that person. And our identity was actually formed, you know, it's even proven where while we're in the womb of our mother, our identity is already being formed while we're inside of there. We, as the little child, fetus in the womb, you're still hearing the outside environment. That's internally taking into your environment of your own identity. In your first couple of years of your life, you're still formulating that identity. You know, from 0 to 7 years old, that's where you get installed your beliefs, your thoughts, and everything, even especially when it comes down to your money. So what's really important is to shift our very own attention to who would I be, what would I do, and how would I feel if I already had this. You know, so for myself, it's shifting me into the place of who would I be, what would I do, and how would I feel if I'm already making $100,000 a month, mm-hmm. if I'm already a seven-figure earner. That is the perspective of what I'm looking into every single day that raises my vibration so I can power through. Because at the end of the day, you are where your attention is. So see things as you want them, not as they are. Mm-hmm. You know, so our imagination, like our brain, our unconscious mind, it won't pick up any difference if it's your imagination working. Your unconscious mind is going to feed of what you give it to it. So at the end of the day, we are a cosmic being, you know, and money comes through conscious vibration. So everything is consciousness. Money is everywhere. We live in a place of abundance. Think about it. There's so much opportunity everywhere, left, right, and center that we go. But, you know, why are we not the richest people in the world? Like, you know, we should all have that abundance. You know, just some things cap us out. Inside of entrepreneurship, inside this business, we have no cap. You want to make, you set a goal to make $10,000 a month? Well, you can go and do it. Mm-hmm. You want to make a goal to set $100,000 a month? Well, you can go ahead and go do it. You know, so I don't want to knock anything else, but like, you know, in a lot of other places you can set a goal for that, but like, you're like, how do I do it? I can't, I can only make X amount of dollars, you know, heck, maybe I get my 1% raise, but that's not enough. So, that's all I can, like, I could go in depth. I would want to go like a full episode on this, talking about your brain set, your mindset. It's so, so important. Mm-hmm. And your environment is so, so key. But like, at the end of the day, don't be lazy with your vision. Like, really put that in front of you. Don't be lazy with it. And you can accomplish anything.
Exactly. We're actually on Zoom right now, and I'm just nodding my head like hugely to everything that Trevor is saying, like 100%. Do you, I'm assuming you probably listen and follow like Bob Proctor. A lot of what you were saying just really lines up with like what he teaches about law of attraction. And you really, the key is just totally embodying and being and feeling and acting like you are already that future self that you want to be, because that's going to get you into the vibration that's going to bring that into your life.
Act as it's already done.
Yeah. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You got to see it in your mind first. Some of the most successful people are the biggest visionaries, right? And it's no surprise why. I feel like we could go, I'm getting fired up right now. Like, we could go way deep into this.
Yeah, we could go right down the rabbit hole if you want. I don't know how much time we have left.
But... No, we're going to do a part two where we're going to just talk about this. So I'm going to just wrap it up. So if people are interested in learning more about, you know, how they can start having their money work for them, what are some places that, you know, they can just start? Like, what are some books that they could read, you know, if they're just curious, and mentors that they could follow or communities that they could join?
Well, certainly they can get in touch with one of us, and we can definitely get you connected with the right community and get you shared with that vision. If you're looking into just like, you know, some personal development stuff, you know, something that's helped me a lot is a book called, you know, The Science of Getting Rich. Forget the author's name. The Science of Getting Rich. You can listen to audio on Spotify. Like, that is the only book that you could, you know, that you need to read. And if you follow everything along that, you can become rich. And I believe it is an obligation for all of us to become rich, because, you know, if we can become rich, we have no other burdens, no other stress. We can do the things that we want to do, but most of all, we can make a massive difference and help a lot of other people amongst that richness. So I think it's all of our duties to become rich. And if that's something you want to do, well, reach out. Don't be hesitant. Don't be scared. Like, if I just stayed in my shell and didn't do anything about it, well, I'd still be in the same situation, right? Mm-hmm. And it all starts with action. It all starts by doing. And it all starts by having the right people around. And I can guarantee that, no, heck, we're surrounded by some of the most amazing individuals. Like, the results are nutty. You know, we're going to be writing storybooks of what we're going to create. And, you know, we have a big vision too, to even go help empower the lives of people that have zero education in this space. Like, one of our dreams as a team is to go and help, you know, 50,000 people that are living in a slum in India and transfer them to a village where, in the village, we build 10,000 homes for them. And in the village, we'll give them medical, we'll give them education and so forth like that. But this education is going to be based off of what we're learning here about understanding what to do with your money, how to compound it, how to make money on your phone. And we're going to give that education to some of the poorest and rewrite their generational curses that's been passed down from generation, generation, generation. And we can help rewrite that, and we can help change the world in many different ways, put an end to really this like conformity place that we stand in, and we can really make a massive difference. So it's a worldwide thing, and look out, because we're coming to your town.
I love it. I got chills there. Like, what you're doing, what you're creating is so incredible. I believe in it. I believe in you so much. I'm so happy that we got to connect. Just super excited to go on this journey with you. And guys, You know, again, in terms of like income claims, of course, it's different for everybody. It is effort based. But we just want to empower you that like, if you have a vision, if you have a dream, like you can achieve it. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions, because we can definitely help answer them for you and help support you. Because, you know, you're worth it. And there's no need for us to be struggling. Right.
I think at the end of the day, is also, you know, reaching out is great. And, you know, if we can't even provide you with the solution to your answer, we can at least point you in the right direction of the right person that could provide that answer for what you want to create, you know, and I believe in that. You know, it's whether you want to trade or whatever, you know, heck, that might not be the right fit. Maybe you want something else. Well, we have a lot of connections that we can help point in the right direction. So, yes.
We truly just want to help everybody, you know, be successful and really just live their best lives. So Trevor, it's been such an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and share your story with our listeners and your wisdom. You're on such a powerful mission right now, and you've already helped so many people. And I know this is just the beginning for you. So where can people find you online?
Well, the best place for me is honestly Facebook. I utilize Facebook the most. That's where you'll see most of my content on a daily basis. Of course, you can find me on Instagram too. I post there and there, here and there on there too. So you can definitely find me on there as well. All of it's just Trevor Johnson. So if you search that in Facebook, you'll find me. If you search that in Instagram, you'll find me. Trevor Johnston. So I'm sure Kay will put that in the show notes.
Love it. I will. Okay. So thank you everyone for tuning in to this episode of Kay Talks. It's been such a pleasure, Trevor, and I will see you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.